Episode 80, Living Your Best Selfie.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, ladies! How are you? Oh, well, what an amazing, awesome week. You are your best selfie today, aren't you? Don't you feel like you are on fire, just ready to conquer the world and solve all the world's problems, starting with your own? You know, I mean, really, come on. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can do that. Other days it's like, whoa, do I have to even get out of this bed? Yes. I mean, talk about extremes, you know, but I am so itching for spring to be around the corner. We actually had little flakes of snow. Shh, the big S word around here. Not a good thing to have. And I'm hoping it stays far away because we have had actually snow in May. And so I really don't want that to happen this year. I would like to get to the spring weather so we can start enjoying it. I want to say hi to all of you who have stumbled upon us. Wow, thank you so much for joining in and finding this sweet little community of women who are just ready to take their life really to the next level, to become their best selfie, and to live within really whom God created you to be, which is such an honor and a privilege to do that. And me being able to chat with you basically every day is so much fun. I just love it. And so I'm glad you're here. Don't forget to check out our facebook.com/group. Groups, that's plural, okay, /Create Your Now podcast. That is for our women side. And if you're men and you're wanting to join in the conversation, go to Create Your Now podcast just for men, and I will see you there. It's really exciting. Our community that's listening online is growing humongously. It's fantastic. Some of you, I think, are connecting to our general Facebook page, Create Your Now, which is awesome. Come in, see it. You know, it's a learning experience for me too, because I'm one who's very, I love to talk to you guys. You know that. And it's very inviting. But that social media thing is something like, I don't know sometimes. And I get wrapped up in the podcast more than I do on social media. So if you find me one place or the other, you know you're going to find me somewhere. But I am listening. I am watching. And I do want to hear from you because you are special. And I just love that you're a part of my world. Thank you so much. Okay, with all that being said, yes, I am hoping that this is going to be a very springy day today, our little chat, because like I said, we're having little snowflakes outside and I'm really not liking it. And I was reading a devotional and it really kind of brought up to me in thinking about living your best selfie, and it actually spoke to aging. And I was like, oh, I am getting older, aren't I? And when I start looking at my children, I mean, I cannot believe I'm going to have two in college. There's no way I'm supposed to have two in college coming up. I mean, seriously, really? And then, I mean, I have in high school and I still have a middle schooler and an elementary school. I mean, I began to feel like my white hairs are becoming even whiter. You know, they're just like, ooh, it's my new crown. And I really don't want it to be. And so in looking at this, I read this in the Psalms, actually. It's Psalm 71, verse 18. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. You know, the attitude of aging, you know, we're getting older, and we do. We get older, what, by the minute? Yes, we do. And you're like, don't remind me, Christiane. I really don't want to be reminded. I know you don't, and neither do I. But I want you to know, when you start thinking about getting older, it's actually kind of like an adventure, because you never lose the years prior to your life. And so, you know, all those ages that you went up, and those memories, hopefully a few of them you've retained. Some good, maybe some, maybe not so good. You know, we have the good, bad, and the ugly. We all have those. Some you may want to stay, have hidden in the closet. But regardless, you still have all of that to grow from. And I started thinking about, okay, Christiane, you, you really wanted to help women. You wanted to help people create their now, right where they are, so they could go from where they are to where they want to be. And in my journey, I did that. I whipped around kind of my whole life. It was a whirlwind. You've heard me talk about my tornado. And the thing is, so I look at it and I'm like, maybe I aged and I really got white hairs then. But no, it really wasn't. I think it's really the children who gave me the white crown. And I still have it. Thank the Lord for hair coloring. But with this aging, there's something about wanting to become your best selfie. There's something about it that's like, I want to be better. I don't want to be that, you know, rambunctious, rebellious kid that I was. Okay, I wasn't that, but I'm saying just in general, okay? Or maybe you were kind of this punk that just thought they knew it all in high school. And in college, you kind of floated through, and now you're like, I don't want to float through life. I want to live on purpose. What is it about that we have to get older, not just to get wiser, but to want to become our best selfie? We don't necessarily, you know, cling to that and want that in college or even our 20s. But man, when we start seeing that 3-0 come about, you know, upon us, and then, oh, we're hitting the fours, and then we're getting to the fives, and the fives are like within just a little bit of reach. And then we're like, oh man, now we've got grandchildren coming, and now we're in the sixes and pushing sevens. You're like, oh my gosh, I know, I just totally aged all of you, right? And you're like, you're supposed to be lifting me up, not tearing me down. No, 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 no. We're going to lift you up. I promise you. So hang in there with me, okay? Because I think it's awesome to look at aging as an adventure, as almost a gift of becoming your best selfie. Because with age, you do get wiser. You have this wisdom that comes about you, this grace, okay? You carry yourself differently, not because you know it all or because you've experienced it all. It's just that you look at life differently. Your perspective has changed. You tend to look at people differently. And so it just amazes me, because I think some of us think of, you know, getting older as like wrinkles and the big M word, you know, menopause. We don't want to talk about it, but, you know, eventually it'll come. Or the benefits of the 18-hour bra and how we're going to have, you know, we don't want that back flap hanging. You know, we worry about our bat wings when we're in our, you know, late 30s into 40s. And then we get older and we're like, well, yeah, but I've got all this back stuff happening here. So you want to get the wider band. Okay. I know, guys, you can't relate to that at all. I know. But we as women, yeah, we are so there. But you know what? Aging doesn't have to be that. And I think as a mom, I look at it, and I was talking, chit-chatting with a gal. My daughter's getting braces. And I was chit-chatting with her, and she's got two older children, two in college, and plus she has a younger one. And the interesting thing was, is she was looking at it as if, I mean, it was just a breath of fresh air. Have you noticed we've kind of had that theme this week? I think it's because I really want spring to be here. You know, I want that breath of fresh air. I don't know about you, but I am so ready. So it was awesome. It was refreshing for her to see that she was in a different part of her life, but it was a blessing. And I think sometimes as moms, we get in our own little habits. We get in our own little ruts as to, okay, I'm getting used to this. And then once they get out of their twos, threes, and fours, and they start elementary school, and then they progress, and now they're like third and fourth graders, and you're like, oh my gosh, I never saw this coming. And then they become middle schoolers, and you're like, there's just no way they can be here already. And you want to keep them like puppy dogs, you know, real small, cute, and adorable, but they grow up. And I think looking at their aging allows us to look at ourselves and say, you know what? They're becoming their best selfie. I need to become my best selfie. I want to be the best mom ever. I want them to come and see me and talk to me as they get older. You know, because we do, we start to switch roles. You know, we're mom. And then all of a sudden they start to grow up, and they go to high school, and they kind of try to spread their wings a little bit more. In college, they just want to fly and soar, you know, and you're like, no, don't, not quite there yet. But they do. And at the same time, that's our opportunity to do the same thing. It's a different time in our life, and aging can be just awesome, you know, living your best selfie. It really is an opportunity to become even more than who you are. I mean, I look back in the Bible. I mean, seriously, look at the prime times then, okay, back then. Were anybody really doing anything in their prime years, you know, in their 30s and 40s and all that? No. I mean, look at Abraham and Sarah. Look at Moses. They were old. God used them later in life. And I look at all of that and I start going, oh my gosh, I'm not too old. In fact, I'm in my prime. I'm right where God wants me to be. Now you're like, okay, that's kind of refreshing to think that maybe there's further hope as I get older, because those wrinkles there around the eyes, I like to call them laugh smile lines, you know, because they are, I've got definite 11s, you know, the ones right between the eyebrows, and you think I furrow my brow all the time, but I don't. I'm just very expressive. I don't know where I get that from. Yes, I do. It's my family. It's my mother and my father. It comes really on both sides of the family, but yeah, I'm very expressive. So having those wrinkles, it kind of defines me. And you know, it's not about the wrinkles, though. It's about, gosh, how is God going to use me next? I'm getting older. I'm getting wiser. And that wisdom, He is going to carry me to something greater, living your best selfie. Yeah. And I'm like, that's really cool if I look at it that way, because otherwise it can be very depressing. I mean, seriously, really? You know, maybe you're sitting there and you're like, yeah, I'm getting older, Christiane, but I just don't have what you have and what you talk about. And again, don't get down to the comparison factor, sweetie, okay? You know that. You've got to be careful of that. But if you're wanting something more, if you're wanting to really live your best selfie, and that's the question you have, then let's ask it that way and say, okay, Christiane, I see you're beginning to really, you found how it is to live your best selfie. How can I do that? You say, yeah, how can I have that? Well, you can, okay? And again, it starts what? Right where you are. You've heard me over and over and over again say that. The kiss, the keep it simple strategy, okay? This is where we are, and it's about starting where you are and acknowledging what you see in your reflection. And I want to take you back, way back when, okay? I cannot believe this is like episode 80. I feel so old, but I'm not. But I feel like I've been with you guys for years already. So I want to take you back to the first few episodes and go back and find them, listen to them if you want to. There was one that was called Love Your Reflection. That's your kiss today, okay? Is I want you to actually look at your reflection. Okay, I want you to look in a mirror, and you may not be able to right now, but I want you to make mental note of it, and I want you to look in your reflection. Maybe it'll be later on tonight. Maybe it'll be the next day. You just don't have time, and that's all right. I'm just saying, make a few moments, and I just want you to be honest with who you see, and I want you to ask yourself the question, are you living your best selfie? Okay? If you answer yes, then great. Your next step is, how can I continue that journey? Okay. If your answer is no, or I'm kind of, but not really, then living your best selfie starts with where you are now. Okay. And I want you to really think about what you would like to change. Because I know for me, one of my big factors was my fuse. I was very quick to the ones I love to be blown, to blow up, okay? Some would call it an anger issue. Some would call it, but I had a very short fuse for the ones I loved, okay? That was my reaction to them. Why? Because I didn't have any barriers. You know, I just let my guard down and I was like, okay, this is the real me. Here you are. And it wasn't directed at them, but it went to them, okay? It wasn't because of what they did, but they got the tongue lashing. And that's not right. They should not have that. It's not fair to them. And so that was one thing that I looked at and said, you know what? This has got to stop. I've got to stop this cycle. And it took focused energy, being very intentional and thinking about what I was doing, the tone of my voice, how I was speaking, And every once in a while, I find myself in a stressful situation now, and I can catch myself kind of going way back into those old habits. And I have to pull back and say, whoa, 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 this is not who God created you to be. You know that. Take a deep breath and let's begin again. You see, sometimes it's hard to really identify what we don't like about ourselves, okay? You know, it's like looking in the mirror and going, oh, if I could just get rid of those thighs. And I would so like to do that because that's where I personally carry my weight. I don't know about you, but that's where it all goes. I mean, I look at a cupcake and it goes right to the thighs. And I'm like, that is not fair. I didn't even eat it, but it goes to my thighs, okay? Those little things about you, number one, makes you you, okay? And so when you identify those, okay, number one, you need to understand that it is something that you can start taking a strategy and you can start changing it, okay? You may not be able to change, say, your personality, but you come up with tools and strategies to be able to deal with it. So you actually become and you live your best selfie because that's your goal, right? Same with what you look like, how you feel, your actions, how you carry yourself. So I want you to take just one thing, okay? Because you can take this strategy here, the kiss, and use it for over and over and over again, okay? And just rinse and repeat, and start it again. You'll see that in the show notes where I say, okay, here's your steps, and then rinse and repeat. That means you just go back and do it again. And you take something new. Now, sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4 months to change something. Sometimes it's years, okay? Depending upon the situation, maybe you're a smoker and you really cut back on smoking, but you really don't like it anymore. You know, it's not as cool as what it used to be. Maybe when you were growing up, you saw people around you do it and you kind of got into the habit. And now it's like, why am I doing this really? And you want to kick it for sure, but it's a hard thing to break, but you can do it. And it's going to take energy, but you can do it one step at a time. So I want you to identify what it is that you really want to work on. Okay. I want you to write that down. Okay. But however, I want you to put a positive spin on it. So if it's an anger issue that you have, okay, you're a short fuser, I want you to write something opposite of being a short fuser. So take out your Post-its. You know I love Post-its. Write out something to the effect of, let's see, well, if I'm a short fuser and I don't want to be that, say, I'm a happy giver. I give smiles every day, or I give a smile every time I speak. That's so much better than saying I'm a short fuser, right? Yeah. So put a positive twist on it. So when you see that, okay, so let's say it's for the kids. Maybe you have a really tough job and you see that you short fuse when you're picking up your kids at some point. So you're in the car, okay, for whatever reason. Put the Post-it note in your car, okay? You can have one in your bathroom as a reminder, but put it in your car because that's where it happens. And that's going to be a positive trigger to you going, okay, you know what, Sue? You got to be thinking about this. All right, Julie, I heard you. Think about this. Remember, it's about living your best selfie. Everything that comes out of your mouth, you're putting a smile on someone's face, okay? We can say things out of love, but we can also say things out of love that hurt when we say them. So it's really trying to figure out how to format things, okay? So let's say it's about your thighs, okay? So I'm using me as an example. Okay, because I'm not gonna pick on you, I'm gonna pick on myself. So, okay, my thighs. Well, okay, you know what? If you focus on your thighs, guess what? Anytime you eat a cupcake, let alone look at a cupcake, it's gonna go to your thighs, okay? Why? Because you're focused on that and nothing else is gonna change about your body, okay? So instead of focusing on your thighs, I want you to say, you know what? Your arms are strong, okay? You can change it that way. Or better yet, the legs are the strength of my body, okay? You see, I began to start switching around how I thought about my legs. And it changed my outlook. You know what? God created me that way. I don't have height. If he had given me just two more inches, oh my gosh, it would have been awesome. I would have been like the perfect, okay, not the perfect model because number one, I'm not perfect, but with high heels added, I would have been like proportionally awesome, okay? But I'm not. I would have been the great gymnast, okay? Because my legs are powerful. And that's how I start looking at myself now. I can walk and run for miles. My legs are truly my endurance that carry me through my day. That's how I choose to look at them. And that's what I put on my post-it. Totally different. Are you living your best selfie? Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your reflection, okay? Because you want to love your reflection. Go back and listen to that episode, okay? Living your best selfie starts with right where you are. Finding that one thing, just that one thing to work on, all right? And you're going to put a positive spin on it. Then from that point, you could go ahead and begin to say, okay, this is what I need to do. Now, if you're like, Christiane, I really have no idea how to handle any of this. Great. Send me a wonderful little love note. You can by either going to the website at createyournow.com. You can send me an email at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com and say, I've got this issue. What would you do? This is my thing. I wrote this on my post-it. Now I don't know what to do. Reach out to me so I can help you. And because by helping you, guess what? We're going to be helping you, actually, are going to be helping so many other women around the world, all right? You can do this. You can truly be living your best selfie, okay? Take the negative, spin it to the positive, and truly live out your best. Because aging, you know, remember, getting older, you're only getting wiser and you're living more gracefully. I want to leave you with this quote here. The great thing about getting older is that you don't lose all the other ages you've been. That was by Madeline L'Engle. And truly take that to heart and know that this is just something that's making and allowing you to live your best selfie all through the ages. And God has got you. He's created you magnificently. I love you so very much. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings and hugs. Have an awesome weekend. We will see you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. We'll